Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 24, verses 49 through 53. The Reverend Andy Becker is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten in part by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from Luke chapter 24, beginning at verse 49. Jesus says, "And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How are you with waiting? With remaining? With just staying? You doing all right so far? We can get uncomfortable, anxious even as we begin to wait. Well, that's what Jesus commands his disciples to do, to stay in Jerusalem. And the word here that's used for to stay or to remain is often the word that in other places is translated to sit, but can have the sense of staying and remaining as it does here. And in almost a surprising move, that's actually what the disciples do. The disciples who are constantly not understanding, misinterpreting the moment, struggling to obey Christ's commands, they get it right. They remain in the city and they wait. They didn't know how long they would be remaining there, sitting there, waiting to be clothed with the power from on high, the Holy Spirit. They had heard the promise of Jesus. They trusted him. And so they sit and remain and wait. Peter, in his second epistle, talked about how God's enduring mercy says a day is like 1,000 years. I wonder for Peter and the others if any of these 10 days after the ascension, sitting and remaining, felt like an eon instead of a day. For us, sitting and waiting on the Lord can be difficult. Yes, in the beginning of the wait, it can be refreshing as we focus on what's coming, trusting in God's promises, knowing that he's faithful. But what happens after the 10 days turn into 10 months of waiting, sitting and remaining, or turns into 10 years? Or longer. Remaining in the state where God has not yet fulfilled his promise. And we don't get any indication from our text that this wait was difficult for the disciples. But they did get distracted and decided to go fishing while waiting for Jesus in Galilee. That's what John tells us they did while they're waiting for Jesus to appear there after his resurrection. Remaining where Jesus' commands can be difficult. There are distractions, sinful and selfish things that can occupy our time and cause us to lose sight of Christ and his word. And there are good things, too, that we can busy ourselves with. Find secondary things to Christ's commands and promises. But when we start to remain in them instead of Christ's word, it draws us away from him. And in the midst of the wait, we can have doubt. We can doubt God that he will keep his promises like he has said. We can doubt ourselves and our relationship to him and who he has said that we are. We can doubt what he has called us to do. The time in between, The promise in fulfillment can be difficult. The time during which we've seen Christ at work, when we know his power and his authority, but it's not yet present everywhere. For disciples, that was clearly between ascension and Pentecost. For us, it's between Christ's ascension and his return. Their wait was 10 days. Ours has been a little longer than that. But Jesus, who kept his promise to them, and every other promise that he has made, keeps his promise to you. Christ called the disciples to be his witnesses. This happened the verse before our reading. This call, it reinforces who they are. They're his. They're his witnesses. They have a secure identity. They belong to Christ. And they're his witnesses. He's given them a purpose to share with others who Jesus is and what he has done for them and for the entire world. And then he clothes them with his Holy Spirit. Yes, that was the fulfillment of his promise to them. But he gives them his Spirit. They are not alone. And finally, even as Jesus is taken up into heaven, even as he is ascending, he's still blessing them, reminding them of his love and mercy and grace, giving them his peace. So even while we wait, while we remain, Jesus gives you these same gifts. He's called you in your baptism. You're his. This is who you are. A beloved child of God, one whom he has chosen and in whom he delights. And he's given you a purpose to be his witness, to share with others who Jesus is and what he has done for you and for the entire world. And he's clothed you with his Spirit in your baptism. And as you have his Spirit, he doesn't leave you alone. You're called by Christ and clothed with his power, and he continues to bless you. Even as he ascended, his word remains. It still speaks. He still speaks, blessing you and reminding you, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age. I will never give you more than you can bear. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will keep your path straight. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. So while we remain, while we stay, while we wait, knowing that he keeps his promises, we do what the disciples did. We worship God. We bless his name with all that we are, wherever we are. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.